kickstart your Saturday with JB and Billy. Even though there's no chance Billy's going to be up this early.
You know what time I get up now?
What time?
11.
Oh!
This is the best of the rush hour.
I tell you what has caught my eye.
What's caught your eye?
After 49 years, Jim.
Yes.
On 3AW.
Yes.
They have axed Nightline.
Oh, what a pity.
Bill.
What?
Is there any chance of it staying on air?
Oh, nah.
How bad was it, really?
I can tell you how bad it was. Even Keith McGowan was offended by it.
What about that goal, Jim?
Oh,
grow up.
Come on.
Jim, that is gold.
Oh, no.
Wrap
Toby's
that up.
At Newport. Hello, Toby.
Oh. Hi, Bruce. Hi, Phil.
Keep going.
No.
Keep going.
No.
I want to hear the joke.
No. Single funniest thing ever. It's the gift that keeps giving.
That's Phil Brady.
Every time you hear it, Bill, you laugh like you're hearing it for the first time.
I can tell you how bad it was. Even Keith McGowan was offended by it.
Poor old Keith.
Poor old Keith gets a
minding
drive.
His own.
Didn't the cleaners?
Yeah, they copped it.
And we got the cleaners in. They got a drive by too, Jim.
Oh, no.
I don't know. That is gold. Queenie.
People like Carmen and Queenie.
It's been going 49 years, that show, Jim, and that's our highlight of the show.
Bill.
Yes.
If we get the arse from here, we can wander over.
And guess who our...
They'll have us.
Guess who our first caller... welcome, Toby.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, Phil. Oh, nah.
Oh, nah. Hi, Jim. Hi, Bill.
It is time for this.
Rush Hour family, there's just one question on everyone's lips.
Where's the...
Yep, this final series, we're bringing back Billy's Wheel for you score 2019 Toyota AFL Grand Final tickets. The Coca-Cola. Love the game. Taste the feeling. GFAFL
19/190. Oh, no. Now, we've sent Fat out to a secret location. Exotic secret location.
He hasn't had long to get there.
And he hasn't had long to get there because we just finished with the Chompers, of course, and the silverware, Stevie J. Stevie. So, Bill.
Yes.
There we are. Now, explain to us where this secret exotic location is.
Well, I was thinking Bali or maybe Hawaii, Gaza Strip, somewhere like that, somewhere beautiful. But guess where I am, Jim?
Where are you?
I'm in Clarendon Street across the road. G'day, Jim. Can you see me? Hello, Jimmy boy.
Look at you are an idiot. What are you wearing, by the way?
I don't know what I'm wearing.
You're wearing some vest with no shirt on underneath it.
And I'm getting heckled by the the good folk in Clarendon Street. Don't worry about that, Jim. But I'm wearing... Shut up! I'm wearing some branding here, some Triple M branding.
You look like an idiot.
I look good.
No, you don't.
But thanks to Coca-Cola, too. We've got the four winners here. They've been very good Coca-Cola to us, Jim. And the four winners, I will spin the wheel. They've got a chance to win those magnificent prizes. But do you want to get to know the winners?
Yes, go on then.
All right, Jim. Here we got Cameron from Croydon. Go, Cam.
Hey, Billy.
You're a Tigers man. Who are you going to take if you win the grand final tickets?
I'll take my son, Josh.
Righto, there's Joshy over there. We've got Clocker. G'day, Clocker.
There you go, Bill.
What do you do, Clocker?
Oh, I work for Yarra Trams, mate.
Yarra Trams. And who are you going to take, Clocker, if you win?
Oh, I'll take the missus.
Good on you, mate. We've got Becky here from Kalinda. G'day, Beck.
Hi.
And you're a Tiger? They're going to win this week?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Who are you going to take, Beck?
Jared, my friend.
Oh, how close. Like friend? No, that's
all
right.
Thank you, Bill.
We got Lockie here who barracks for the Cats. Poor old Lockie. What happened to the Cats, Lock?
Oh, that was shocking.
No, they were good, too.
Second half, that was shocking, though.
All right. And who are you going to take?
Probably a sibling. Probably an older brother, I think.
Older brother. Good on you. Just what do you think of James Brayshaw? Just in one word. We'll go down the line. Lock?
Flog.
Beck? Clocker?
North Melbourne flog.
Oh, and Cameron?
Big flog.
Oh, you're popular over here, Jimmy boy on Clarendon.
You know the stupid bit about you, Fat?
What?
Is we could hear everything you've been saying in the songs and the ad breaks, so I heard you construct that bit of comedy gold. And I'm
Billy
glad that
as...
the beautiful lady didn't tip into it like those other three dingbats.
I tell you what, it's a good spot here. We're between grilled and Patoni pizza, Jim.
I couldn't see it. Hey, by the way, not only tickets to the granny, two tickets to the hot breakfast, of course, Grand Final Eve party, Melbourne Public. Then the Grand Final lunch, Crown Casino, of course, the Palladium, the Who's Who, and also the Grand Final Footy Show, which you're going to be a part of tomorrow night.
That's right.
So, Fat, these are amazing prizes.
I know, but I would like to draw them from Bali or somewhere, Hawaii. I'm in Clarendon Street getting heckled by some interesting folk down here at the minute. What day is it? Tuesday, yeah.
Well, are you doing this, Fat? You're doing it now?
We're going to do it now. We're steaming straight through here. So the first one, Jim, is for two tickets to the Hot Breakfast Grand Final Eve Party.
Yes.
I'm going to spin it. We got some music there, Rabsy. Here we go. Oh, nice music, Rabs. Oh, here we go. I got the, all the names are on the wheel. The wheel is spinning. Here we go for the Grand Final Eve Party. Goes to Chris. Oh, Clocker. Well done, Clocker. There you go. You're away. You've won the first one.
Lovely, Fat. Lovely.
No, Fat. Calls me Fat. Righto. The second spin is two tickets to the Grand Final lunch at Crown Casino. Right. Beautifully put on by TLA, Jim.
It is. It's, as I said, the who's who. Everyone's there.
Yep. Righto. Here we go again. Chris could win it again. It's just luck, this wheel. There he goes. He got it on. We got it on air at the minute. Heath? No. Righto. Here we go. Oh, don't tell me. No. Oh, Chris has won it again.
Come on, Chrissy.
Oh, Clocker. I love you, Dad. Hey, shut up. Stop calling me Fat, Clocker. Is that telecom your mate there?
Telecom your mate.
You... He played for Geelong.
He played for Geelong.
I know he did. He's a Kyabram boy. Righto. Now, Chris, fair dinkum, you can't win it again. You won two.
If he plays for Geelong, why has he got a Richmond jumper on?
Because he's a good mate of Clockers.
Right,
what do they call you, Clocker? Clocker? Yeah, righto. Here we go. Number three spin, Jim, of course, is two tickets to the Grand Final Footy Show at Rod Laver Arena. This is magnificent. And a behind-the-scenes tour. Thank you. Old Onion's just telling me what to do here, Jim. Here we go.
Well, I can't see you because Onion's in front of you.
Well, he reckons he's running the show out here. Now, fitting, right, Chris, you can't win this again. We're going to get going. Oh, no, no. Oh, it's a liner. It's a liner. Sucked in, Chris. We can't let him have another win. It was a liner. Wasn't an Onion's. I've gone to me man here. Righto, third spin, two tickets, Grand Final Footy Show with Trev and Eddie and Beck. And it's Cameron. Good on you, Camo.
Thanks, Billy.
Good on you, champ.
All right, now the big one, Bill.
Oh, yeah, two tickets, Jim.
The big
dance. The 2019 Toyota AFL Grand Final.
Thanks to Coca-Cola.
Love the game. Taste the feeling. Here we go. This is a big spin because this two tickets to the granny. Here we go. Everyone's a winner in Clarendon Street. Dun, 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 dun. The old paper shop deli down there. Couple of coffees, though. Oh, hang on. Oh, here we go. Lockie. Oh, the Geelong supporters won it. Oh, Lockie. The only Geelong supporter, non-Richmond supporter here. And who are you going to do? What are you going to do with them?
I'll go.
Oh, that's good. You're going to go. Yeah. Yep. Who are you going to take?
Older brother, I'm pretty sure.
You already answered that, Bill, earlier.
Yeah, I know. I haven't got any other questions, unfortunately. So, you must be Beck. You didn't win anything. You'd be disappointed.
I'm crushed, yeah.
Yeah, Chris, you did all right, Clocker.
Yeah, done all right, Fat.
Yeah, all right, thanks. Cam?
Thanks, Billy. Thanks, Triple M.
But guess what? Guess what I can unveil right now, Jim? Well,
what can you unveil?
Well, Lockie's won the two grand final tickets.
Yes.
But thanks to Coca-Cola, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
Coca-Cola have given us four lots of grand final tickets. So everyone's a winner.
Come on.
Have a look at them. Oh, there's some happy people here because the three others were Richmond supporters. That is fantastic. How good's that? What about the rush here on Triple M?
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you, guys.
Well done, Clocker.
I love it. Never miss you, boys.
Good on you, mate. Beck?
Thanks so much. Oh, my God.
Oh, she's over the top. She's excited. Anyway, Lockie, who are you going to take?
Oh,
oh, there we go. I'll tell you what, it's been exciting.
Oh, Bill.
It's been exciting. Give us a toot out there. There we go for the rush hour. He's got the rush hour on the radio, Jim.
Of course he has. And I love your exotic location. Just across the road on Clarendon Street.
Mate, I'm 20 metres away from you across the road. Poor Bill, I always get the shitty bloody
sums
things.
You up, Fat. That's what that
anyway,
does.
I'm going in for a Patoni pizza.
Oh, yeah? Here's bring
Mario.
Us some food back.
Where's Mario? Oh, it is Mario. What's that? His name's Mario.
Idiot. Bring us back a pizza, Fat.
And a Coca-Cola, thanks to our very good friends, Jim.
Yes.
And just give the saying again at the bottom. Oh, your name's Mario.
That's it.
Oh, he's Mario.
Fat, thanks. Bring us back a pizza.
We'll have a pizza, mate. Thanks. Aussie. Good. Mario's just put it in the oven, Jim.
Right.
That's Patoni pizza, too, established in 1968. Thanks to Coca-Cola. Love the game. Taste the feeling. Back to you, Jimmy
boy. You are a dead set dingbat. Now, Cremorne Hotel.
Yes.
Did you, before we get to the Wacky Wednesday, what did you dust off? What did you put behind the bar for the boys?
No, let me tell you, Jim, the boys...
Don't know me. What did you put behind the bar?
I'll tell you. 80 breakfasts.
No, I don't care about that.
Or breakfast.
80 what?
80 breakfasts. We had to provide.
And?
Everyone gets a feed, and they want eggs, they want sausage, they want tomato, and they want...
Hash brown?
Hash
bacon.
Brown. And bacon, get Bill, stuff. That's costly.
You're following in the enormous shoes of the great Rocky Burnett, yeah. who looked after
yes,
the boys superbly
true.
For 20 plus years.
I know.
So, what did you do for the boys today?
What do you mean?
Well, you how provided... much behind the bar? They wouldn't have had to put their hand in their pocket.
Yeah, you haven't done a TJ, have you?
Me and Clarky put some money on the bar.
Yeah, like what'd that look like?
About $80.
No, oh, fat. Surely
get
you looked after them.
They can have as much as Carlton Draft they want.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so go your hardest.
Right, that's nice.
We got looked after then.
Oh.
And then I brought back down a bottle of cognac I had at home
oh,
for Harry.
Harry, yes.
And then I brought a bottle of Shivers Regal I had in my cupboard for some other blokes. And they provided breakfast.
Name them.
No, I can't.
Who's drinking the
shit? What if they want lunch as well? And
well,
dinner?
They can pay for it.
Oh.
That's fair enough.
You wouldn't expect to pay.
Yes. Oh, in our day, that's all we did was pay.
Oh,
these blokes today.
Oh, did you?
These
so what were the drinks cards for?
They were at the nightclub.
At the Lyric.
And you just put them in the top pocket so
you
the girls could just see them. They'd just be hanging over the top pocket.
I have a listen.
You and Mag and... Big nose,
bowl bed and narrow.
Narrow'd hang off me to try and get a drink.
Derek Hall.
Anyway, some good dress ups.
All right, yeah, the danger. Let's start with the danger.
Oh, the danger.
Now, the fun is, police.
He's turned up in a cop car, which is bloody good to do nowadays.
Yep.
A real cop car. And he is the fun police and having a crack at Kane Corns, our good friend.
Yep.
And he's turned up in a fireman suit because Kane was a fireman for 5 minutes.
For a minute, yeah.
And also the Port Adelaide jumper. And it was quite good. It was very good, wasn't it?
I liked it.
And we're on,
I liked it.
We're on a group text. Kane didn't like it.
Hated it.
Filthied up.
Nah.
But then Kane, very clever by Kane, shot through a message saying, you forgot the premiership medal, which was quite good.
Oh.
And danger come back, I'll give you that. So he fired up all right. But we might see a volcano Friday night from Kane.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Of course, you got the big prime time exposure.
7:30.
7:30 Friday night.
Now, we'll you up for look. This, Damo? It's 7:30 prime time.
7:30, Bill.
Get the mist out of those goggles and get all fired up, all right?
Yeah.
Have a haircut.
Get a haircut. I did a haircut before then.
Oh,
hey, I like Gary Ablett.
Yes.
Of course, as the hangover.
And he went, and he had his own baby. Levi,
yes.
in the front of him. So it was his own baby. Which
Tell
is
me
the...
he's not there for too long, though, Levi.
No, no.
Surely just
Jordan
away.
Would have come along, yep. the missus, and grabbed him. But
I liked the blitz, too. Because he, of course, copped the fine for staging. So
I did.
Got the Academy Award.
He went
like
in the
that.
Dinner suit
yeah,
and
very
he
good.
Got an Academy Award. Quite good.
Good.
And Tomahawk. Always fires up Tomahawk on Zachy, what is it, Wacky Wednesday?
Yeah, that's it.
He went as Gary Rowan. Red hair and had a chook because he's a farmer. Had a chook on his shoulder.
What's Oscar gone as?
Oh, I don't know. Steve Irwin or someone. Come on, Oscar. You're better than that.
Oscar'd last about a minute and a half, I reckon.
What, on the turf?
Yep. Is he a good drinker?
No.
By you know quarter to ten, he'd be done.
You know the problem with these young blokes are? They're not piss fit.
Oh, I know.
Jim, they're not.
Of course they're not, Bill.
Well, they don't
drink anymore.
And you said that's the problem?
Yes, it is. When you're a brownless, you start and you finish and you stay to the end.
If they're not drinking, Bill, what are they doing?
Well, no, they don't drink. They don't do anything. They train and they go into the pool and
they
do this. And they eat all the right stuff.
They
eat salmon and salad.
Yeah, exactly. Fair dinkum. So now when they have a few frothies at the end of the year, they have about five and they're pissed. Like, no good to anyone. They're not piss fit. Get fit.
Piss fit.
Have a listen to this as a man talking about his own son.
I'm going to have a word to him. And get better dressed up. At least I dressed up as Joy Bell or something, look good.
Bill, I'm hearing you because I go around him at my idiot brother's joint and he's got boys that play AFL footy and they are no good either.
No.
They're done in a minute.
And they don't drink beer.
No, so they're just
You know what
cooked.
They drank the other night? Bacardi breezes.
Oh, no.
Drank us out of Bacardi, the yellow one and the pink one.
Like Lordo.
Like Lordo. Lordo would be proud.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I turned 50 this week. I've got a 26-year-old wife.
I've gone another day in my life without using algebra.
Unbelievable.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
Johnny's up first. Geelong. Johnny, what do you got for us?
Long-time listener, first-time caller, boys.
No, good on you, Johnny.
Saturday I was involved in some something historical, William.
Oh.
I was on Channel 9 News, Fox Sports, Channel 7, Channel 7 Mate, or every web page, Raw TV.
Yeah.
Had about 100,000. Well, I was the caller that called that last 10 seconds of the St Mary's Colac Grand Final in my last call.
Last call, Johnny.
Last one.
How long you been doing it, Milt?
21 years, mate.
Bloody
21
hell.
Years. Now, tell me, because I told the boys here, Damo didn't believe it, that the ball hit the umpire and bounced off the umpire. St Mary's boy got it and kicked the goal.
No, it hit the umpire. It hit him, did bounce off St Mary's, kicked the player, got it, kicked a point.
Point, Bill.
Then from the kick out, they kicked the winning goal. Yeah,
so you've really badly stuffed it up, Bill.
Yeah.
The story.
I think
but Johnny
Milky.
Didn't. He was magnificent.
Yeah, well done, Milky.
Kylie in Moorabbin. Hey, Kyles.
Kyles.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, Kyle. We're wonderful last day, and it's 20 degrees out there.
Oh, it's beautiful today, Bill, isn't it?
It is, Dale, yeah. So how are you going? All good?
yeah, all good, all good. Just wanted to tell you guys about my bag.
Go on.
Yes.
For the last 12 months, I've been saving up and just got back last week after taking the kids and the partner up to Central Australia for 2 weeks.
Oh, you're so unbelievable. Good. In a caravan or...?
No, we're actually in a motorhome, so it was all five of us together, squished up and all cosy.
Uluru and everything. Kyles, where did you head?
Absolutely, I headed up to, went to Kings Canyon, Uluru, Olga's, did the lot up there, guys. It's absolutely beautiful. I love it up there.
Well done,
Kyle. That's stay good. There. Andrew, Port Melbourne.
He is.
Drewy?
JB, Fat, how you doing?
Yes, yeah, good, Andrew.
Good. I turned 40 on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But to top things off, I was supposed to pick my wife and two kids up from the Gold Coast on Saturday, grand final day.
Yeah.
And then she asked me if she could extend her trip, and I said, no worries. So for $300, I've now got Friday, Saturday, Sunday to myself, boys.
Oh, how good.
That is liquid gold.
What are you going to do, Drewy?
Races Friday, footy Saturday, storm Saturday night, races Sunday. And I might have a few proppies, Bill.
No.
And Drewy, the other thing that's magnificent about that is the farts you can do in bed.
Yeah.
As many as you like.
You can blow
that's
the it. Dooner off, Jim.
You can, that's Bill. It just starts flying around on the ceiling fan. Wally in Truganina. Hello, Walt.
Truganina.
Well, I live in Port Douglas, though, Bill. How are you, buddy?
Oh, they've won again. Don't tell me the Crocs have won another grand final.
Crocs, that's four in a row, mate.
Four in a row for the Port Douglas Crocodiles.
Bloody hell.
That's it.
Bloody
good. It's going okay.
Right?
My brain, it goes back a few years now, though, but it was 1992. I was working on the Southern Stand at the MCG.
Yeah.
And I got Brian Lara out in the net.
Oh, hang on, Walt. Hang on, mate, Walt. How are you proving that?
I can prove it. I can get my old man to ring you.
Oh!
He was standing at the back of the net.
What do you bowl, Walt?
Oh, medium quick.
medium quick.
And then what did you do?
Little Audi. You know, I just got one that jagged back.
Trapped
in plum.
Plum. LBW, you reckon?
He gave it out, not me.
Oh, that's funny. Stay there.
That's a good brag.
Jamie in Fernie Creek. Hello, James.
Hey, Fat. Hey, Jimmy, how you going?
Good, man. Good. Tell us the brag artist, please.
I was working my retail job at Kmart, and this lady was coming down, and she dropped her phone off a big pile of boxes, and I somehow just took a slips catch and took a dive and plucked it.
That's good.
Yeah, that's
saved her phone. That's good.
A slips catch.
Shane Pierce-Dale, we'll keep banging through them. Hey, Shane-o.
How you going, guys?
Good man.
Shane. So last night I put an offer in on a house, and this morning got the call. It's been accepted. I am now a homeowner for the first time.
Brilliant.
Well done.
Hey, good time to be buying a house too. Nice rates you would have got.
Nice rates.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Perfect.
Where are you living?
Carrum Downs, it'll be.
There you go, Bill.
Beautiful.
Righto, Brett Point Cook. Brettie.
Afternoon, Fat, Skinny, Rad.
Hey, Brett.
G'day, mate.
So a couple of lifestyles cruising back to Point Cook on the Western Ring Road about 10 o'clock. And as I've come around the corner, I've just noticed a set of hazard lights in the middle lane.
Oh.
So I've slammed my brakes on, a few trucks have gone flying past, beeping me like I'm an idiot. Then I've realised that if they're beeping at me, these young girls that have had a crash in front of me might be in a bit of strife. So I've put my hazards on, I've jumped out of the car, made sure the loves were all good. First one was a bit upset. She was cute, Bill, so I herped her first.
Well done.
Jumped in the car, got her car off the road, jumped in the second car, her car off the road, jumped in the third one, did the same thing. Gave them all a hug and a kiss, said, you girls right. Jumped back in the car, went home, off into the night like a superhero.
Oh, that's a good effort.
Listen to Brett.
Because he's put himself in danger, Jim.
Oh, he has.
Hey, good on you,
more
Brett.
More than my car, mate. I was right about maybe my new Calais, mate. Just sitting there with the hazards on.
Oh, yeah.
Calais?
Calais.
All right, Daniel Heidelberg. Dan, man.
Fat Noodle Arms, how are we?
Noodle Arms.
What about Mumps? You don't forget about him.
Oh, he does nothing. He's easy to forget about.
Yes. Oh, I love it, Rudsy.
See you, Daniel.
Go ahead. Hey, get him on. We need him on.
Yes, Daniel, son.
I made sure I reminded every Collingwood supporter at work that they will not be watching their team this Saturday.
There we are, Bill. There would have been plenty of that. Yeah, go on, Rabs, hit it. We're reminding
Rabs,
you of it too,
come on, Rabs. Rabs. You're not playing this weekend.
Hit the button, Mump.
Go on, Mump.
Neither Geelong or North Melbourne. Chris. And Daniel, you could piss off.
Chad Cheltenham. Hello, Chrissy.
G'day, boys. Fat, skinny. Rabs, how's it going?
Good, mate.
Good, man.
Rabs.
Yes, Chris.
Yeah, the other week, went through undefeated, winning a flag for the Millawa Demons. It was a pretty good effort for the year.
Oh, Millawa. So unbelievable. You know where that is, Jim?
I reckon it's somewhere near Wangaratta.
You're spot on. Well done, Jim. It's up near Wangaratta. And nice wines up there.
Are there?
Yeah, Brown Brothers Winery there. But yeah, had
beautiful.
A couple, played on the coach. He kept 120 goals for the
140.
Year.
140?
Jeez, and, I kept him to two goals and two...
Of course, he's still going.
Sorry. He kept him to two goals. He kicked
140 for the year,
exactly.
Bill.
Well done, Chris.
Stay there, Chris. And Gav joins us last from Rip and Lee. Hello, Gav.
Gav.
Yeah, g'day, boys. I've got a brag artist for you. It's Todd from Barwon Head.
Oh, oh, turn him off.
No.
One last time. Todd Stradamus strikes again, Bill. I told you the Cats were rubbish.
Yes.
They shouldn't have finished top. They couldn't even make the grand final. They had three games in a row at their favourite home ground, the G-Bill. They couldn't even win there.
I saw that,
unbackable favourite. Unbackable favourite for the Brownlow. Danger couldn't win that either. Yeah. He can't even sledge Kane Bloody Corns without embarrassing himself. Nothing's going right for Danger.
Yes.
And Salt and the Wounds. Wacky Wednesday at the Cremorne. They had to pay for their drinks. He's tied up.
No, hear, they didn't.
I hear that Tim Kelly tasted the Palmer, and then he said that was the last straw. He went and packed up his locker straight away.
That's it.
Hey, Todd.
Anyway, Jim, you enjoy your break, Jim, and
that's
you get straight in for shoulder surgery next week after carrying the show for another year. Gone on a month too long, as usual, and you rest up and have a good holiday, in fact, because it might be a permanent one. Hit it, Rabs.
Hey, Todd. So hit it, Rabs. Hit it, Rabs.
Enjoy your holiday, Fat, because it might be a permanent one. You
never call again, Todd.
I reckon he can call every
day.
No,
he can't.
Anytime
he's a
he wants.
Flog, that turd.
He's beautiful. I love him. We put
I
it out to the family. You can vote on the worst bits of radio we put to air all year. And we had thousands and thousands of people come back to us with hundreds of different options we could have played.
Jim, you can't do that.
What we're about to play for you here are the top five most requested worst moments.
Worst.
And number five.
Yes.
Ahead of the federal election, spoke to a man called Dr. Martin Rice, the Climate Council's head of research.
We tried to go serious with this.
We did.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to legitimately find out whether climate and global warming was an issue. And Fat couldn't have shown this man less respect.
Come on, Ricey.
If he tried.
There's been surveys this week and, you know, over 81% of the Australian voters, they want action on climate change. They understand it's happening now.
Yeah. Hey, sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire. We've got Martin Rice on here.
Yes.
A doctor, of course.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, I did a bit of research there, Marty, and I read that the earth has warmed.
So, Mrs. Doubtfire, and then you muddied him.
Fair dinkum.
The good grace to come on and tell us about global warming.
Jim, fair dinkum.
And Fats dropped a Marty.
But after 2 minutes, Jim, I was dozing.
Well, were you, Bill? Yeah.
Come on, Marty. Hello! There he is. There's Marty.
That was number five. Number four. The topic was, what do you find hard to say? Funnily enough,
well, James Lake, the newsreader.
Yes, very good. Very good.
Accomplished.
That's it. And eloquent.
He said this in his little newsreel thing, Jim. He said, and I quote.
Well, this is a segment called What Do You Find Hard to Say,
that's
by the way.
Yeah.
Anything in your case.
And he said, Jim.
Yes.
A burglar got stuck. A burglar got stuck down a chimney to him.
Burglar.
And he actually said that.
A burglar.
A bloke trying to break in got stuck down the chimney, Jim. And I thought to myself right then, Jim, I thought, gee, that's hard to say.
So I want you to have another go at it, please.
Well, he said, a burglar got stuck down a chimney. What's wrong with that? How do you say it then?
burglar got stuck down a chimney. It's not that hard.
That's what I did. A burglar got stuck down a chimney.
Chimney. There's an L in there. A
no,
chimney.
Chimney.
A chimney, thank you.
Bill. Oh, there you go, chimney. There's no L in there. Anyway, 1-3-3-5.
It is impossible to script any of this. Impossible. It is just impossible.
It's like when I went to I-ho-ho.
Oh!
If I say quick, I-ho-I.
Honestly. So, number three.
Yes.
Optus Stadium.
What happened?
Under fire for a hard playing surface causing injuries.
Yes.
But the biggest question with Fat was how to pronounce where the Fremantle Dockers base is in Western Australia.
Rory Lobb's hurt himself, Jim. A stress fracture. someone's copying old Wilbur.
He plays for Fremantle.
Yeah.
So
which
they
is
train
in Perth,
at Coburn. They train in a
it's
whole
actually
different
Cockburn.
Place. No, it isn't. It's Coburn.
How do you spell
Bill,
it?
I lived in the joint for 20 years. It's called Coburn.
How do you spell it?
I don't care how you spell it. It's pronounced Coburn.
Jim, how do you spell it? That's a question.
Bill, no.
C-O-C-K.
I don't care.
That's cock to me. No. B-U-R-N. Burn.
That's cock to me.
Well, it is, Jim. I can't believe you Western Australians don't call it Cockburn.
So anyway, Fat was infatuated by the hard surface and he blamed it on the car park being positioned under the ground. And I said to him, I've been there for football and cricket many times and there is no car park under the ground. But Bill came up with a source out of the West called John to confirm that there in fact was a car park.
I've got a source.
Oh, a
yes,
source.
A source on the line, and I'm going to call him John, and he's from the West.
What, Werribee or?
Jim, Western Australia, you flog. John.
Yeah.
Is this true that there is a car park underneath Optus Stadium in Perth?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim! There you go, Jim! John, my source, who is from Western Australia, has just told us something that no one ever knew, and I knew, Jim. John told us that there is a car park underneath. Jim.
John, have you ever been to Optus Stadium?
Are you there?
No.
John!
Have you ever been to Western Australia?
Oh, no.
Oh, get him off! Ramsey, close him down! Ramsey.
Oh, no.
Come on, John.
Sounded a lot like Onion, who works for us here, actually, you know, John.
Should see the head on John.
Now, Bill.
Yes.
So that's number two.
That's enough, Jim.
But number one, by the length of the straight,
no,
was the quizzes.
Oh,
and we couldn't just fit one quiz
my
in.
Fault.
Bill.
Not my fault.
You slaughtered every single one of them, and here is what we call in the industry a montage.
And we got Jake, who is a cat's man. Jake.
Hey, g'day, Jim and Bill.
Jakey.
It's going well.
Oh, this is good.
How many Geelong players were named in the 2019 All-Australian team? Luke.
Oh, he's hung up.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, he's gone. Bill.
That's
what
my fault.
What have I said to you, quizzes? This is lowest watermark.
Well, yep. Brenton hasn't won yet. How many Geelong players were named in the 2019 All-Australian team, Brent?
Just when you think it's not possible to make radio any worse.
I'm playing against no one.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Brenton.
Who did Don Pike play footy for?
Oh, no.
Who did the Boomers defeat last night in the Basketball World Cup? Tim or Jason?
This is it. Sudden death.
This is sudden death.
Just one question left.
Who sings Up There, Casale?
Oh, no. Bill.
He's on the...
Bill.
Hey?
No.
What?
Bill.
Can't remember his name. He was on the Hot Breakfast the other day.
Mike's taking the piss. They're taking the piss, surely, mate.
Five questions, zero answers. You shouldn't have to bloody compete in a quiz run that badly.
Can you do the quizzes? I have trouble with quizzes, Jim. You do. Jim. But that is not my fault.
No, it is your fault.
It's him, Rabs, old mumps.
Oh, rabbits.
Jill and Abraham out the back and the dopey blokes that ring up.
That was the best of the Rush Hour. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.